And welcome everybody on YouTube as we begin Off the Hook Overtime, where we get to talk to our listeners as well as talk to ourselves, which is all we ever ask for. Skype people, you all make it in?
We are here.
We are here.
And we are sounding good on YouTube.
All right. Couldn't ask for more then. Couldn't ask for more. Kyle, you're here too, right?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. Any further things we want to wrap up or words that we couldn't say on the radio that we want to say now or before we take phone calls?
Could we say DDoS secrets on the radio? Yes, we could. That's Twitter.
And we did. We certainly did.
Yeah. Yippee-ki-yay.
Can't say that on YouTube.
All right. Well, I guess... Well,
I think it's worth starting off where we left in that, in the sense of people that are perhaps just joining. We ended the show by noting how important it was to submit your speaking proposal, to respond to our CFP, our call for participation for HOPE this year. We've had a really great slew of submissions thus far. We think that, after this bucket is decided, we're looking for more and more submissions here. It's going to get harder and harder to get your talk submitted, especially if there's other talks on that same topic. So there really is not a great deal of pressure, but it behooves you, if you want to speak at HOPE this year, get your talk and your submission in now, or as soon as possible, because, we're going through this stuff really quickly and we want to hear from you, and it's up to you to make HOPE what it is. You've done a great job in the past. We want to see you there this year. And don't forget, this is going to be something that's in person. It's at a new location. There are just so many wonderful reasons why participation this year is more important than almost any other HOPE in the past.
Well, it really is, because, we went through hell in 2018, and we wanted to do a better job in 2020. But then we found out the hotel was going to really screw us over by, I think, tripling the rate and just making it impossible for us to have the kind of conference we wanted to have. So that was crisis number one. And then we found a great place. We found St. John's University, and we were thrilled and ready to go with that. But that was, a big step. The first time in a new location, totally changing the way the conference is, a whole new chapter. And then 2020 hit, COVID, and we did everything online that year. So now here we are, 2022, 4 years after our last conference, and ready to have our first in-person conference in that amount of time, but also our first conference in a brand new location. So it's really, if you want to be at the beginning of history, this is the place to be, because it's so many different ways that we are doing things differently, and so many ways that this is hugely important to the entire future of HOPE conferences. If this one does well, it works out, it's a positive experience, something that people really enjoy, then basically the next one will be bigger and better, and it'll keep going from there. We have so much space to expand into. It's just an amazing thing. And the odd irony of all this is that it didn't really matter what the hotel did. They could have kept the price exactly the same. We wouldn't have had the conference in 2020 there because of COVID, and we won't have the conference there in 2022 because the hotel's being torn down. So no matter what, it was decreed that we would not have another conference at Hotel Pennsylvania. So one way or another, that was not going to happen, and everything got in the way. So here we are. Our new chapter begins. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Just visit hope.net and submit your talk ideas, and let's make this happen. All right, we have a phone call. 802. I guess I should give out the phone number, though. Somehow they knew the phone number before I gave it out. 802-321-HACK, 802-321-4225. So I'm going to guess that this person is somebody that we know.
Yeah, I was going to ask, does that mean I have to reset anything
and
start over? That would be really rude.
They obviously wanted to call, so they did. And welcome. Hello. Welcome to Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
It's Philip from Missouri. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Try not to flip out over the Ukraine stuff. What would be a good subject for HOPE, though? It's like trying to make hospitals more accessible, like using like something like a Wi-Fi triangulation with an app to like you know, help people find a way around hospitals, because, man, I get lost in these things nowadays.
Yeah, it's easy to get lost in any big complex, but do you have any specific ideas on how to make that easier?
Well, you know how GPS works on a phone, right, where it triangulates, right? Well, you could do the same thing with Wi-Fi, and say you have to go to a certain floor or whatnot, you could just put in an app on the phone and just use the Wi-Fi to kind of point you in the right direction.
Yeah, or maybe have like a vibration when you have to turn one way or the other, or two for one direction.
Yeah, something like that. You remember in Next Generation, the first episode where they were talking about the new ship and everything, they had like the lighted panels that showed you where to go? Something like that.
Encounter at Farpoint?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Encounter at Farpoint is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't remember that part of it, but I believe you.
Yeah, well, you know, they were showing off the ship and everything, and I think it was Riker who was, like, in the middle of the ship going, I don't know where I'm going. And, like, an incident and whatnot said, well, just ask the computer where you want to go, and there'll be lights along the walls to show you where to go.
You know, it's funny. I was actually in a hospital the other day, and I was in an elevator. I was trying to get in an elevator. They're intelligent elevators now. But I didn't know what that meant, mm-hmm. and I was pressing what looked like a button, but all it was a light. And I couldn't figure out, how do I get this intelligent elevator to listen to me? Apparently what you're supposed to do is find the little LED screen and press your destination, and then when you press the destination, it tells you what elevator will arrive. But then the elevator doesn't arrive, not right away anyway. It knows it's going to arrive at some point, but I was waiting 45 seconds for that door to open. Other doors were opening, but I was told, that's my door, I have to wait for that one. I don't think it was more intelligent. It took a lot longer to get to where I was going, and I was confused. And also, I could have gotten off at any other floor, too, while I was in that elevator. Is it going to physically stop me from getting off? What was wrong with buttons? What's wrong with pressing a damn button to say what floor you want to go to in an elevator? That system worked. I'll sit down now.
Yeah. It just seems like people just... I mean, you could do this with Bluetooth, too. It's like... You know, say you need to go to a certain office, you could just use Bluetooth to, like, check in and everything without having to do the thing with the person at the front, right? Make sure it's your right spot and everything. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Well, why you guys thinking about the right wing just, like, going pro-Putin and everything in the last few days?
Well, because Putin is right wing. I mean, you know, he's a lot closer to fascism than he is to left wing communism. That's for sure. And he's basically saying a lot of the things that the right wing in this country espouse. So it's a marriage made in hell.
Yeah, they're sort of birds of a feather at this point.
What do you guys in Skype land think?
Oh, it's really fascinating to watch because, of course, all of this is doing a great job of pushing the things like the January 6th investigation committee and that off of our headlines. So no one's paying attention to that anymore in this country because, of course, there's really interesting things going on the world stage. And I'm not saying like Putin went ahead and invaded the Ukraine or went ahead and invaded Ukraine. So, you know, just so our newspapers would be talking about something different. But, you know, it does everything affects each other in this media environment we've got. And it's interesting to watch the patterns in these things.
I think there's also something really interesting.
Hang on, caller. Let Gila speak. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was funny. I was in. I had an appointment this afternoon, and I heard music, and they were playing Africa, Toto's Africa, on the oldies station.
Not again.
And it made me think about 40 years ago, and how interesting it is that Republicans are lining up to support Russia. And what a turnaround that is from the time of the Cold War, and how the idea of any American politician supporting Russia, just things are so radically different, and it's fascinating.
Well, they haven't really. I want to say they haven't picked a lane yet, but no, they haven't. They haven't picked a direction yet. I don't know what way they're going because, you know, half the time I hear them basically making excuses for Putin. The other half, I'm hearing them saying that Biden is letting this happen and that it's all his fault and that Putin is getting away with all kinds of things. they don't seem to agree with each other. They certainly don't agree with anything that's going on that, that Biden does. But I don't think they really know which side is politically expedient for them. And that's the problem, is that that's what they're thinking of first. They're not thinking about what's right. They're not thinking about what they should be standing for. They're thinking about how can we make this benefit our political platform. And there's no easy answer to that. So they're going to screw it up. And it's kind of funny, but very sad to see that happening.
Well, also today, two prosecutors quit the Trump trial.
I heard about that. I'm a little confused as to what's going on there. I just heard that there's a chance that nothing will happen now, which, really, guys? After all this, what is going on?
That's why I'm not understanding, too. I wonder if they're bailing because he didn't really find anything to stick to him, but if you don't have anything to stick to him, why go through all this mess?
No, they have a lot to stick to him. I just, you know, Alex, you're in the legal profession. Did you have something to do with this?
No, I did not, and frankly, I was not aware of this story, so I didn't want to dive into it too much. But I will say, generally, when prosecutors resign, there is some kind of ethical issue that could explain why, or they may disagree with a certain decision. It may have to deal with, you know, the manner in which things are being dealt, or it could be something completely different. You know, there are any number of reasons why things could change, and prosecutors leave those types of roles and go into private practice really frequently. So it could be something as simple as a couple of people from the same office, the same team, getting an offer somewhere, and it being too good for them to refuse. So hard to say.
Well, what I heard at the deli was that there was a DA above them who recently the previous DA left, was replaced with another one. Am I saying this right, Alex? They work under a DA, the prosecutors?
Yeah, they work.
Okay.
Well, are we talking about a U.S. attorney's office, or are we talking about a state here? We're talking about state.
It's cases. In New York.
That's Manhattan.
Yeah,
Manhattan. Okay, I thought we were talking about it. Sorry, I thought we were talking about it.
There are a lot of cases, I know, but no. Do I have it generally right? There's a DA, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so this DA, let me at least get this out. This DA stepped down or was replaced, and the DA that replaced him was expressing doubt about whether or not the case should continue, and these two guys quit at that point, or two people quit. Rob, you're nodding your head. Is that what you heard, too, at your deli?
That describes it pretty well, yeah. My deli agrees.
So the cover-up squad came in, and the people there are like, no, they're covering up this thing. They're going to make it go away because, you know, the stooges were moved in.
It tells me that these prosecutors are so frustrated that all our work is going to go for nothing because this new guy doesn't believe in the case.
Yeah, it's something like that.
That they just said, no way, I'm not going to be a part of that. That's what it appears at this point. I know nothing beyond what I heard when I was getting my sandwich. Okay, caller, anything else?
You know what I'd like to see? You know, the State of the Union's coming up, right? I'd like to see some people, like, just show up outside the Capitol to, like, you know, just protest for our voting rights.
Yeah, I think you're going to get your wish, because as we speak, a convoy is forming of American truckers that plan on doing just that outside the State of the Union next Tuesday.
I just want to.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
I want to add.
Careful what you wish for.
I've been listening to the intercepts and whatnot on the channel.
I'm sorry, say again.
And I don't know if these guys are the organizers or what.
Uh huh.
But one dude is like from Wisconsin.
Uh huh.
And talking about Trudeau, and it's like, what you got to do with Trudeau, man? You're from Wisconsin.
Well, the Canadians are talking about Trump, and there's a lot of crossover, for sure. Go ahead, Kyle.
Speaking of that, one other thing regarding some of the cases, his accounting firm fired him. There was that story a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Also very interesting.
Is that the term, they fired Trump? You can do that?
They fired him as a client, essentially, and basically like a decade of his financial reporting was called into question as a result.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
That's
does that
a big
mean
deal.
That nobody's going to pay any attention to it, or does that mean that someone's going to be held liable for lying? Because it sounds like they're just saying, oh, just don't look at it. And no, I think everybody should look at it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that maybe looked at in as in... for its inaccuracies as more like Exhibit A instead of some sort of security on a credit line or something. I mean, it's going to be, I think, less important for our business dealings.
Look, all, I just want consequences. I want to see punishment, you know, handed out. I don't want to see anything held back. That's all I want. You know, it's not asking for much. It's the American dream. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's just a way for the accounting firm to cover their own butts because they probably knew what was going on. That's what it sounds like to me. That's the way I see it. It's like, oh, well, all this stuff we, like, testify for him. And, you know, because you're doing this under oath anyway when you sign the paper for a tax return, right? You're sort of doing it under oath.
Yeah, I mean, the crime was committed, so I don't think they can just say, oh, yeah, never mind. No, well, you did it already.
They were probably paid handsomely to orchestrate his crimes for him, you know, legally, right?
He might have even paid them.
A lot, or something.
All right, let's not talk about Trump anymore. I'm getting
forget
sick of
that. Okay.
Caller, final word, and then we're going to move on to another call.
Well, you know, just trying to sit here and relax, you know, got some jazz on.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I heard it in the background.
Wait, hold on.
People out there.
But how do you listen to us if you've got jazz on? How do you listen to...
Well, I got it on my TV and I got you on the computer.
All right, as long as you can hear us. I guess
I used to do that all the time when I listened to the show, just mix music with the words. I know it's kind of offensive.
What if we were playing music?
Then it would be even more music, and that would be my
But that's
crazy
not how we
reality.
Intended it to sound, Kyle.
It's not.
You're not listening to it on the manner
control.
In which it was.
Once it goes
we'll talk
out,
about this afterwards.
When it's on my wires.
We'll talk about this
I get to do
afterwards. Caller, it was great hearing from you again, and we hope to speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Take care.
Well, you have a good one, and everybody keep sexy out there, I guess, and just try to think happy thoughts.
Oh,
I don't know what else to do. I mean,
That's what we've been doing.
We might get nuked in the next week for all I know. So.
Yeah. I don't know where it's going to come from, though. But thank you for calling, and thanks for being out there.
Yeah, that was pleasant.
Every show is put together meticulously with all sorts of different... I mean, even the intros are rough sometimes. There's a certain chemistry there. You can't mess with it. All right, 802-321-4225, 802-321-HACK is our telephone number. We'd like to hear from other callers, other listeners out there, if they have something to say to contribute. And you guys in Skypeland, of course, can step in anytime you want. It's a little rough sometimes with the phone and Skype. But
did you hear about our eBay auction on our Instagram account? We did a screenshot of the auction.
It's not funny.
That's how we're promoting.
It's not allowed on Instagram.
Super exclusive.
Probably not allowed on eBay either.
Rare warehouse merch.
Mm-hmm. It could have been there. You could have seen all sorts of things on Instagram, but you'll never know, will you? Because we have numbers in our name. Wow. What an injustice. Okay, we have a phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Good evening from a troubled time zone.
Wow, this is a voice we have not heard in a while. Bobson from Bulgaria, and Bulgaria is right near Ukraine. Well, it's not really near Ukraine, but it's closer than we are for sure. What are you guys going through over there? What are you hearing?
Well, I haven't been listening to the TVs and all that, but it sounds unpleasant from what I hear.
Tell us you know something of what's going on over there with Ukraine and Russia.
Well, I wish I could. But, well, the two have a lot of history between them. So that could go one way or another.
Yes. But you are aware of Putin invading or about to invade Ukraine. You have heard whispers of that, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. That's all we ask. That's good. Okay. Just wanted to make sure you weren't completely oblivious to the situation.
Well, no.
I should point out it's about 3 in the morning over there in Bulgaria. Is that correct?
Standard disclaimer.
Oh, yeah. A bit after 3 a.m.
A bit after 3 a.m. Okay. We're sorry to wake you up at this hour, even though you called us, but there's no way we can do it differently that I can think of.
What else is on your mind?
Yes.
Well,
These are called bops and pauses, by the way. They're copyrighted, so you can't just use them.
Oh, are they now?
Yeah. They're special.
I'm still having trouble figuring out the situation between Russia and the Ukraine, which is a bit...
Are we still talking about that?
The situation between Russia and the Ukraine is a bit quite a bit troublesome.
Well, let me ask you, Bobson, in Bulgaria, are you at all concerned that Russia might move closer to Bulgaria or into Bulgaria at some point? Even though Bulgaria was never part of the Soviet Union, is this something that you or other people there are worried about?
Well, I haven't heard anyone express such worries, and I don't think it makes sense from the situation or what I know of it.
Are you aware of any statement by your government on their position on what's going on?
Not as such, no. I've heard some people express disagreement to the Russian movement.
Okay.
Understandably so.
Yeah.
But...
Well, if you could check with your government, we can either wait or get back to us in a couple of weeks and let us know what their concerns are, if any.
Well, I'm not promising anything, but oh well.
Well, they may contact you after hearing this.
Oh. Well, maybe. I don't know.
So how did you do in the Winter Olympics, Bulgaria? Were they in the Winter Olympics?
I think so.
Okay.
But I don't think we got much of anything in terms of medals as such.
It's not about the medals. It's about showing up. It's about participating. It's about breathing in that cold Chinese winter air with the artificial snow.
I didn't make it to China for the Olympics.
No, you didn't.
I don't
right.
know about the air.
Yeah.
Which...
It's going to be in Italy next
but
time.
But from what I saw on TV, it looked snowy enough to.
Participate in winter sports. Yeah, it was something. It's over now. Paralympics are starting soon, and I don't know if you heard our last couple of shows. We actually were hearing from somebody in Beijing who was calling us, who was part of the media operation.
Yeah,
there. That was fascinating.
Score.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's quite an operation to cover, and really great behind the scenes discussion and observations and.
Alex, you are either measuring the wind with your finger or you wish to speak.
Indeed. Yeah. Bobson, question for you.
Oh, boy.
That's
here it comes.
Unrelated to groceries.
Bulgarian groceries again?
Unrelated to groceries this
okay.
time. I can get onto that subject next, though, but it does seem like you might be a little too tired to discuss the intricacies of the various wafer cookies and things that I did, in fact, purchase last week, the Voyerod. But moving on. Speaking of Olympics in Bulgaria, I remember reading something a while ago that I think it was in the 90s. Bulgaria made a bid to host the Olympics and build some kind of building near the Black Sea that is now completely abandoned and overgrown with vegetation and kind of apocalyptic looking. Have you ever heard of something like this?
Well, I know we had a bid in the 1980s to host the Winter Olympics, but I don't know that it has anything to do with the Black Sea side of the
And why would there be an abandoned building there if they didn't get the Olympics? Why would they build the building?
I don't understand. Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that.
Well, if I knew which building you're speaking of, I may be able to.
Okay, I'm looking this up.
Read up on it.
Yeah, something apparently that's vaguely labeled as a gymnastics hall on the Black Sea that was part of a bid for the Olympics. It might have been to demonstrate the capacity to build out a particular site. But with the bid having fallen through, it seems like this entire arena has now fallen into disrepair and is overgrown by vegetation. It looks really kind of like an interesting site to visit, I have to say.
Guy calls from Bulgaria, and all you have to say is talk about abandoned buildings in his country.
If you ever find your way over here, we can go visit the site.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the Black Sea, Bobson?
Yeah,
How would you describe it for people who have never been there?
The Black Sea?
Is it different from other seas?
Well, it's not as large as the ocean, so it's not as cold to be in it of a summer. Other than that, there's beaches on the side of it.
Okay, makes sense.
Or there were.
Where would they go?
There's the thing about beaches is they need sand coverage, and that's too malleable, I think, in terms of people digging up the sand to use it for whatever.
Wait, are people stealing the sand off of your beaches? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I've seen some beaches missing a lot of sand with respect to what they used to have and in terms of...
People, don't steal the beaches. Don't steal the sand from the... You'll have nothing. You'll just have land and water. That's not exciting. No, you need the sand. The sand is serving a purpose. It's there for a reason. We can't put it back, I don't think. Well, I'd like to see...
Not unless you dig it from the concrete that it's used for. From what I hear, sand is beach... Sand is very good for concrete mixing or what have you.
Well, they could steal from the desert then, you know? There's a lot more space.
It's the desert beach is different. The desert sand is different.
I'm sure it is, but maybe it's better. Have we ever tried?
I don't know much about it, but I hear that the sea sand has its advantages when mixing things with it or because of shape and size and stuff
you know,
like that.
The things we discuss when you call, just it's unbelievable. But let me just ask you one more question about the Black Sea. Is there a surf? Are there waves?
Well, yes, there are waves depending on the weather. I mean, sometimes it gets stormy.
Are there Black Sea surfers?
Yes, there are.
Oh, okay. Now we're getting somewhere. Interesting. So there's probably a whole Black Sea surfer culture with the equivalent of their Beach Boys and you know, music and things like that. Interested in learning more about this?
I don't know about the music, but yes, I know that there are people who do surf here with, and it's mostly windsurfing from what I've seen.
Now, windsurfing doesn't count. I mean, it's a different thing. It's got to be water surfing with surfboards and all that kind of thing.
You mean windless? You mean the surfing of just...
Yeah, surfing USA, except Bulgaria, not USA. That kind of thing.
Well, I don't think the water is agreeable to the windlass.
I got my hopes up. Now, okay, well, we're going to do more investigation into this. Skype guys, you got any more questions for Bobson? We're going to move on to another call.
No, just want to put out there that, you know, it wasn't me that stole the sand from the beach. I am completely innocent. In fact, I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating. It gets everywhere. But there's also, like, natural erosion is a thing, so it might not be a person.
Except people cause erosion.
The scale of it is a bit disagreeable, I think. I mean, seeing how much is being dug up and I wish you were right, but I'm not sure of it.
We promise we will look into this and find out more. Alex, did you have any grocery-related questions for Bobson?
Well, I do. You know, I did get some Bulgarian cookies last week in anticipation of you calling then. I have to say, I was so disappointed that you didn't call Ed last week. And
are they
and
ruined? They're stale?
I think I have forgotten the name of the cookies, nor did I get two extra boxes to send over to the crew out on Long Island and the other crew.
We didn't get anything. We were looking every day. We didn't get a thing.
Well, you know, get used to disappointment. That's all I have to say.
Oh, I am. So I'm very used to it.
Future, if nothing else. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think the cookies were called something like the Voyeurette. Voyeurette? Does that sound familiar?
Nope.
Okay, yes. Well, concise answer. In any event, the Bulgarian people at the Bulgarian grocery store were very keen on me getting and trying these cookies and explaining to me that they were fantastic. They were very, very good. I have to say, there are lots of different types of wafer cookies that they have in this particular grocery store.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if that's something that's peculiar to Bulgaria, or perhaps it's just something that ships easily to the United States.
Well, in terms of shipping easily, it doesn't just ship easily to large distances. It also ships easily in general. So, yeah, it may be part of why people manufacture them with the needs of getting to market and such, wherever that may be.
Yeah. They also, unfortunately, don't have any hot foods available. So I couldn't, you know, try the delicacy that you had referred to me, the name of which escapes me, but it's written forever in my notebook.
Hang on. A grocery store, you're saying they don't sell anything that you can heat later, that nothing hot? Or just that's nothing that's hot there, which would be odd.
Well, they do have things that are frozen and cheeses and things like that, but they don't sell any hot food. So nothing that they make themselves as a dish that you can buy.
Okay.
Yeah. What I think I would love to do, Bobson, would be to ask one of the women that works there, and I think it's a married couple that runs the place, runs this joint. And you know, if perhaps one day when we get out of this pandemic, if she could come over and cook a meal for us, cook an authentic Bulgarian meal. And when we do this, I have this idea in my head, you know, maybe this is something that will happen this summer, perhaps around the 4th of July or something. I'll invite all of our colleagues from Long Island, from Queens, over to taste these delicacies. And then we can all report back in overtime about our thoughts.
So wait, you want this Bulgarian woman who works in a grocery store to come over to your house and cook Bulgarian food? Why don't we just go to her house? Why are we going to your house?
Well, I would invite her here to do it and ask if they could cater something like this. I think that would be, you know, really, really great.
Okay, but that's different. Catering, sure. That might be something there they'd be interested in.
Yeah, it could be really interesting. I just don't know if you would be welcome in their home. That's the real issue, man.
Who, Bobson or me?
You.
What did I do?
I don't know if you would behave yourself in you know, an appropriate manner.
Excuse me. I've been to Bulgaria. I know the Bulgarian ways. You know.
Well, you do.
I know what not to do.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
Entirely. Yeah. But yeah, maybe, who knows? Maybe I would love to go over to her house and, you know, maybe she doesn't even have to cook something anew. Perhaps she could just heat up some leftovers for us.
Can you imagine the horror if by chance this person just happens to be randomly listening to podcasts and is tuning in to Channel 2600 right now, recognizes her Bulgarian grocery store being talked about, and then hearing this strange voice saying that he hopes that she will come over to his house and cook food for him without any kind of conversation that they've had about this, and just realizing, oh my God, they're talking about me.
Yeah, I mean, I would be honored if it were if the roles were reversed here. I think it would be absolutely fantastic. You know, and hey, look, maybe there's a hope talk that comes out of this.
There might be a headline that comes out of this, but well, we'll just have to table that for later. Bobson, any final words from you?
Well, I was hoping to wait out for a few years for my final words, but for tonight,
you don't have to be so dark.
Situation in this time zone keeps improving as opposed to the certain more Eastern folks seeing it differently.
Well, that's the second time you've made reference to a time zone. So are you in the same time zone as Ukraine?
As Kiev, yes.
As Kiev, right, because Ukraine is, I guess they're in two different time zones.
They may have more than one time zone to deal with, yes, sir.
How far away are you actually from Ukraine?
Well, it's on the other side of Romania.
You know that doesn't help us at all.
Well, north of Bulgaria is Romania, mm-hmm. and northeast from Romania is the Ukraine.
But how far is that?
Well, I've traveled to Kiev by train a few years ago and got back by similar train.
I used to like going to Ukraine.
Yeah, we actually did the whole thing of going to, we were in Moldova. And we had the bright idea to cut through Ukraine to get back into Poland. But when we got to Kiev, and I still say Kiev, they informed us that there were no trains until the next week that we could take to Poland. So we decided to go to the very same town or city that the whole American embassy moved to, of Lviv.
Lviv, yeah.
Lviv, and we went there, which is right next to Poland. And then the next day, we just hopped on a tiny train that took us to Poland, and we got out of the country that way. So I guess maybe we inspired them.
I like the train station there, too. I remember just the night we came in, how like dark it was, how busy it was. I think there was like a performing group, like a bunch of students with instruments or something coming back from mm-hmm. something or going somewhere. And then the smoke in the station is all from the coal for the water heaters and the trains themselves. They, I think, are electric, but each car is heated with coal or something. And it was just so, it felt like I was in like a parallel time or something. It was just felt very old. And I remember buying some soft drinks and some stuff that this woman like microwaved, like a pastry or something.
Yes.
And getting on our train eventually. But it was really dark, I think, when we were leaving that morning. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm remembering, just walking into this very, very old train station with the rail cars. The rail cars, I have a series of photos. I was able to capture the changing of the bogies. That was a different trip, though, the Belarusian border. That's
yeah, between
Ukraine to
Belarus and Poland, they do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
And probably between Romania and Ukraine, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think so. They would probably have the same system.
Do you remember that, Bobson, when you took the train? Did they change the bogies at some point?
Well, that's an old Russian Empire thing. That what they did is, when they did the Imperial of the time railroad, they did it, the Russians did it a bit wider.
Right, so no one could invade.
The reason they did that is to prevent foreign armies traveling by train into the country.
Right.
In the 1800s.
And in case people are wondering, the same track gauge is used in Ukraine and in Russia, so they won't have that trouble going into Ukraine because it was indeed part of the Soviet Union when they did this. So they have the same track gauge. But if you were trying to invade...
It was part of the Russian Empire back then, but yes.
The train tracks were never changed in the interim. The gauge was never changed.
Nor would they be.
They wouldn't be.
Yeah, not with Putin.
Well, at this time scale, you're talking about thousands of miles of railroad that would need to be exchanged if someone decided to adjust to
prevent this.
The surroundings they might prefer to be in.
But when you took the train to Kiev, do you remember the point where they did that to the train cars? They lifted them up into the air and they changed the wheels underneath them so they'd fit the new tracks?
Yes, I do.
That's a lot. I recommend that for everybody.
It happened just after Romania was over with, as the train was passing.
Meaning after you got out of Romania? Yeah, okay, I see what you meant.
Yes.
Right. Okay, well, Bobson, it's great talking to you as always, and we look forward to next time, and we look forward to seeing you at some point.
Well, same here. Have a great evening, everybody. Thanks for the show.
Yeah, keep listening and call back. We'd love to hear your dispatch from there.
Oh, well.
I'm sure the people in Skype land mean to say goodnight, too.
Yeah, goodnight,
Bobson. Goodnight, Bobson.
Hey, there they are. Okay.
Goodnight,
had to nudge them a little. All right, we'll talk to you again. Take care.
Later.
I always feel so energized after talking to Bobson. It's almost more than I can bear.
You know, the guy is dedicated, if nothing else. I have to say, I mean, I appreciate his willingness to stay up to all hours of the evening.
Yeah, Alex, I'll call you at 3:30 in the morning. We'll see how energized you are when somebody from Bulgaria wants you to call them, you know?
I would love to.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, my lifestyle does involve getting up in the middle of the night and making phone calls to various places around the globe.
Everything is a choice.
Okay. Yeah, I find it difficult to be awake at this hour to talk to you guys, and I'm in this time zone. So,
okay, our phone number 802-321-4225, 802-321-4225, and of course that spells hack. And if you're out there, you have something to say to us. It's our last show in a couple of weeks, so we'd love to hear from you. Any ideas for the Hope Conference or experiences with hacking or with technology, thoughts on what's going on in any part of the world, or stories or questions or complaints? That's what the phone line is for, 802-321-4225.
While we're waiting for a phone call, Emmanuel, I know this story would affect you, and so I was wondering if you have any feelings already about the 363 overlay that's oncoming.
That's the new Nassau County area code, right?
Absolutely. They're overlaying it over what's now 516.
Yeah, those swine, they took our area code from Suffolk County. We used to be 516, and now we're 631. And, you know, we have an overlay, too, but I don't remember what it was. I don't know what our second area code in Suffolk County is. So that's 363, though. That's a better one than whatever we got. I know that. I think Nassau County is definitely getting preferential treatment.
That's 934 is the other one in Suffolk.
Well, you know your area codes, don't you? All right. Then name all the New York City metropolitan area codes, please. 212-718-917-646. There, I got the starter for you. Where are the rest?
I could name them, but that would be gauche. They already have names.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, fine. Alex, any input on area codes or thoughts on them?
I think you named all there, didn't you?
No, I did not. There are others.
You did?
Yeah, 929. There's another one. See?
929.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, all these new area codes, you know, I don't like them.
Mm-hmm. 347. Look, I've named them all so far. I think there's one other. I think there's one other. So maybe somebody can look that up.
Well, how about this? How about you name all of the exchanges within 212?
Okay, that doesn't make any sense because pretty much all the exchanges are exchanges. Everything that doesn't begin with a 0 or a 1
Sounds like a cop out to me.
No, that sounds like the right answer to me. We have a phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Bob from Minneapolis. Had a couple of technical things, and I just one thing of gratitude that we're going to have the Hook conference. I will be there.
Awesome. And greetings to 612 area code.
I am. Yeah, that's the coveted area code in my area. Mm-hmm. So it's actually Minneapolis proper. So if you have the 612 area code, you're kind of golden. But the two technical things I wanted to talk about was, you know, Alex talking about what I call deep fakes. He had some synthetic term. But I think if you use, you know, like deep fakes, because to me that's what they really are, depending on the nature of the deep fake, there is no, you know, quote unquote antivirus to kind of detect them. There is for like government documents, really simple documents. But when you get into videos or other sorts of pictures, it really requires a human being to be able to look at it. The social media companies are investing millions of dollars in this, and they're hiring AI people like mad to try and fix this problem, because they know that if it gets out of control, then the government's going to step in, and that's the last thing that they want. And then my last comment is that Amazon recently opened up the recordings that they have of people off of Alexa, but it's tied to your account, so it's not like wide open, but you can log in and you can request what Alexa has picked up. They'll actually give you all of your data. The most interesting for me was the Alexa recordings, and there is no distinction between, you know, voices in the house, you know, in the family. It picks up children, it picks up people saying all kinds of weird things. I mean, I find that, you know, deeply disturbing. But there was also a great comedic value that was mixed in there from the recordings from my household anyway. But apparently they're never deleted. And I don't know why Amazon's starting to open up, unless it's my theory about, you know, being regulated. You know, so I find that to be, you know, very interesting. But those are my two comments.
Alex, I think that was directed at you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not sure what the question was. Was that the fact that they aren't deleting these particular recordings? You know, is that a common practice?
Well, no, they were both just comments, and I was just addressing, you know, Alex's comment about being able to detect, you know, deep fakes. That as he stated correctly, you know, it's not to a place where it's automated, so human would have to look at it to be able to make that determination. And at that point, you've opened up the disinformation can of worms that quickly gets out of control. But there really wasn't, I was just contributing to the conversation. There wasn't really a question in there.
I see. Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. I think it's such an interesting space at the moment, because it does seem like the manipulation of these types of videos or even audio files, right? I mean, there are deep fakes that are completely audio based as well, and apparently, you know, I always wonder about whether or not this is true or not, that there was an incident a few years ago, in fact, which also leads me to believe maybe the technology, maybe this is fake, and I'm not sure, but in the context of a cyber liability claim is how this came up. But it was an incident of a deep fake an audio fake, so a deep fake audio image that was used in the context of a business email compromise scam. So that an audio recording, I believe it was of a German CEO of perhaps a UK subsidiary, I might be getting the countries mixed up, was then played to an employee and instructed the employee to make some kind of payment. And the employee, hearing that that audio fake, had then complied with the instructions and sent, I guess it was several million dollars, to an account that was controlled by the fraudsters who had generated the deep fake audio. And I always wonder about this, too, because it's very hard to generate this type of thing on the fly. It's got to be recorded in a sense and presented in a scenario or a situation where there aren't interactions with other human beings.
because there's just no way to do this. We don't have the computational power, as I think, right now, to do this on the fly. So everything, in a sense, is limited by that. But we're going to be but I think that the underlying technology that could detect us is similar to the technology that relates to the detection of steganography or the use of steganography. So it's the detection of small shifts and bits and bytes that you would ordinarily see in a pattern relative to an ordinary WAV file or an MP4 or something like that, that can indicate that there's something wrong or there's something amiss. But it doesn't seem like it works really consistently at all. And I see Rob has got some input here.
Well, the joy of these kind of systems from a, oh my God, this is so insecure standpoint is that you don't always have to fool a human. Sometimes you're going through a phone and a human can't pick out the subtleties that would flag something as fake anyway, but you just have to fool a machine a lot of the time. And, 30 some odd years ago, the film Sneakers came out and had somebody like splicing audio tape together to make that guy's audio greeting to get into his office. You know, my voice is my passport, verify me. And, you know, that was funny back then, but it still works like that. And I in cases like where you could elect to have your bank account accept your voice saying some passphrase as security over the telephone to access your account, that's a computer listening to you. And it's still very easy to fool a computer. Like, take any of us on this show, for example. We've all got years and years and years of our recorded voices publicly available on the internet for anybody to splice together us saying whatever they want. And so, like, none of us should have that sort of thing enabled on our bank accounts. And that sort of thing is only getting better. It also reminds me of the soundboard pranks that we used to do, like with soundboards back in the 90s, the 2000s. People used to make prank calls with like a screen full of Arnold Schwarzenegger clips of him saying things from his movies. And there were buttons to click all these different words. And you could call someone up and click the buttons, and they would believe that Arnold called them. And, hilarity ensued. So these are all very old concepts, and they have not been sufficiently solved, because as the ability to pick out the fakes gets better, the ability to create fakes gets better. And it's just machines fooling machines, I think, for the most part.
Yeah, but, you know, no matter how good it sounds, there should be a common sense switch inside your head that says, there's no way Arnold Schwarzenegger is calling me. Is that asking too much?
Maybe somebody really wants Arnold to call them. They're willing to believe.
You know, caller, though, in reference to the whole Alexa business, you can, I learned this recently, at any time, I imagine you've had your Alexa device occasionally just start saying something to you, even though you never summoned her or him. You can always say, Alexis, why did you do that? And she or he will explain the logic behind them responding to something that you didn't say.
That's interesting. I wonder, because I only use it on the Fire Stick, that's our entertainment source now, right? I mean, I don't have conventional cable, but I was very afraid from the beginning of the actual physical, Alexa, device, I forget the dots or whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. You know, and I understand that they have the physical switch, but I'm very distrusting of Amazon. I can't say too much about this, but I actually worked there for a while. And some of the things that they do are very interesting. Uh-huh. And that's probably all I could say without getting into a lot of trouble.
The fact that you're worried that you will get in trouble for even alluding to anything specific from a place that you once worked,
you
it sounds
work
like
at.
You worked in like organized crime or something.
It would be great if you could, at the conference, maybe put a bag over your head or something and just give a talk as to some of these things, because we're all fascinated by them.
Yeah, I will definitely, consider that, for sure. I mean, anonymity. I mean, I trust the conference, but, anonymity. And Amazon, I don't know, they have a deep reach somehow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're good at finding people.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
Anything else from Minneapolis?
No. No, that was it. I normally, because of scheduling conflicts, can't do the overtime thing. Mm-hmm. I listen to the Off the Hook on podcast. So it was a great pleasure to hear the full 2 hours tonight. Well, but I don't have any other comments.
Glad you were able to call. And I look forward to seeing you at Hope.
Yeah, coming in loud and clear from out there.
Yep. All right, stay warm.
Yeah, awesome. All right. Yep, you too. Thanks, guys.
There you go, Minneapolis. See, Bulgaria, Minneapolis, we're getting all the hot spots. All right. Go ahead. Who's Gila, go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say 651-952-763.
Are you okay? Why are you spouting out numbers?
Those are the other area codes for the Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Oh, say them again?
651.
Uh-huh.
763.
Uh-huh.
952.
You know, I don't want to offend anybody, and I really hope I don't, but those are the worst area codes I've ever heard. And those are terrible area codes. And they, all three of them are given to that state, that region? Somebody doesn't like them. Somebody in the North American numbering plan does not like Minnesota. Seriously.
I don't know that I disagree.
I mean, look, 212, okay? 929, 718, 916. Wait, we've got, I mean, you know, 212 obviously is the best, but...
I beg your pardon?
They just, that's not nice.
206 in the house?
Yeah, well, that's Seattle. What are your other area codes out there? 206 and...
Oh, yeah, 360.
360, yeah, that's not a bad one. 253, okay.
512.
512 is Austin, Texas.
That's Texas, Texas. Yeah.
What are you trying to pull here, Kyle?
Just checking. All right. Making sure.
512, wow. Are we have a phone call?
Yes.
Okay, good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime.
Hi.
How's it going?
I just called in. I couldn't make out clearly what you were saying once we were connected on the phone, but I called in to give you the other New York City area code that you hadn't originally given.
You will have no trouble understanding us on your fiber optic line, as we are able to understand you crystal clear.
Yes. Well, you left out 332.
332? Never heard of that one. Where's that?
That's Manhattan.
332 is Manhattan?
Yep, since 2017.
Can someone verify that? Team, can someone go
it's
out and verify
Wikipedia.
That? Yeah, you know, no offense, we believe you, but we have to have somebody in-house verify this information before we can confirm it. It's protocol.
Yeah, we'll get flagged on YouTube.
Yeah. All right, Rob, okay. What do you got, Rob? What do you got? Aguila, go ahead.
Yeah, no, we got it. Apparently, the earliest date it could be new codes could be activated is 2017. Yeah.
Is it confirmed? It's confirmed.
Overlay 212-646-917.
And 332.
And 332.
How did I never hear? That's a good area code. How did I never hear? It's low numbers. Two of them are repeating. You're just on the top row of the touchtone dial. And if you have a rotary dial, it's easy as pie to dial that, 332. It's almost as good as 212. I never heard of this one. Alex, you look
well,
completely
is it really
perplexed.
It's 212 when everybody knows that 212 is New York City and nobody knows that 332 is?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I don't think anybody knows that. I really don't. Alex, you look very stunned.
I am. I never have seen a number in the 332 area code. I live in Manhattan.
Okay, that's so the challenge. Someone find a phone number in that's like an advertised phone number in 332.
You need to like.
Well, here's my question: I wonder if you get an exchange in 332. Mm-hmm. If we know of any exchange in 332. It would be interesting to call 332, uh-huh. whatever the exchange is, plus 9901, and see if it goes to a switch that gives you all of the exchange information.
I'm not sure that 9901 is still something the phone company uses. 9901 would identify the switches. Still,
right?
I'm sorry?
So I think a lot of them are still connect to a line.
A lot of them still...
You're saying it's not something they do going forward.
Exactly. A lot of them still will give you a list of exchanges, which is probably outdated, but I don't think when they install a new exchange, they say, oh, let's make sure the 9901 suffix is updated. Don't think they do that anymore. I wish they did because it's an awesome system. As were many of the systems.
Yeah. Just calling a...
Okay, Alex is calling. What are you calling? You're calling random 332 numbers now?
567-563-472-244-854-419 and 218.
We missed...
Have disabled DSO, serving exchanges, 589.
Okay, you're calling out in Long Island, though. That's not New York City.
Yeah, that was the Sayville DSO
in Long Island. So yeah, I thought you were calling 332 or something.
I don't know what a does anybody know an exchange in 332?
Well, okay, if I had to guess, I would say 222 would be the first exchange that would be used. 332-222-9901. Try that. See what you get. Yeah, live phone hacking over YouTube here. Channel 2600.
Please check the number and dial again, or dial 611 for customer.
Yeah, that one didn't
Alex,
work.
Try 209.
Okay.
Why would they give 209 out? That's like a non-standard exchange.
I don't know. I'm looking at, I looked something up, and this is my favorite thing. The 332 area code is located in the state of New York, and according to Intellius data, covers roughly zero phone numbers. Is the largest city in this area code with a population of about zero.
Uh-huh. See, it's kind of tracks with what I thought. Let's see what Alex is getting here.
It's ringing.
No kidding.
It seems like that might be a valid exchange, though. So let's try 9970 and see if we can get a
9970 is the always busy suffix. So if
3322099901.
What in the world was that?
That was a voicemail box at the end of 3322099901.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Well.
You know, it's not connected to a switch. It would be hilarious though if that person put as their outgoing message a similar message about their telephone switch.
Well, I think you have something to play with now. Numbers surrounding that particular number, and maybe you can find a main number that will say what that is, and you can figure it out from there.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of exploring, I think, in the 332 area code.
Look what you did, caller, just by telling us about this area code. Now we're obsessed with it.
Okay. Now you have to find a real-life person who'll pick up.
We're on it. We're working on that right now. In fact, Alex, if you leave a message on that voicemail box and ask them to call you back, then you can say, who are you? Where are you? How did you get this number? Et cetera. And learn a lot more.
I'd have a lot more questions than that.
And I'm sure they would have their series of questions as well for you and the authorities. Any other thoughts, caller, before we go?
Not on anything that you've been discussing.
Is the new fiber optic line working out okay?
I guess so.
You missed the old analog.
You know, there haven't been any outages.
Well, yeah, that's true. But you missed the old analog hum line, right?
What?
The old analog hum line it used to have, you know, with the loud hum on it.
Yeah, well, that's because they didn't fix it.
Mm-hmm. Because they wanted you to improve your phone quality.
I imagine I'm hearing a little bit of crackling right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm unwrapping cellophane.
No, you're not. No, don't tell her that.
Why? I always play with cellophane during the show. You know that. See? There it is.
That's different.
That's a fire. Put that out. Put that out. Oh, my God. You can't light up matches in the...
You know, joke's on them, though. You should just turn around and start, like, just be an ISP and start selling reselling your Fios. I wonder if that's illegal.
In the 332 area code. You have area code to play with.
Get a whole bunch of phone numbers and give them out like candy. I mean, and a subscription.
I do have a question for you. Are you able to go into the station and do your show and take phone calls? Yet?
Not as of now. We hope soon. It will be nice. Although, you know, I got to say, it's pretty convenient to be able to do it like this. But I miss actually going out and seeing people in person, being in a different place. So maybe we can do a mix of both.
Yeah, we're probably going to live in sort of a hybrid existence where we're able to be in either.
Or both at the same time.
Yeah, maybe both.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe people could be virtual as well or show up. It's a little bit tricky just to have such a
virtual
large
people like Max Headroom.
those two. But it's a little tricky because our show is among one of the larger shows, and the station, though spacious, is itself somewhat limited.
It's large if you count the entourage, which we can't bring everywhere. And I've been trying to tell people this. It's just even getting on the subway is a hassle. So we have to work out some compromises, and we're, you know, almost ready to do that.
But it's also, you know, it's up to the kind of community at the station and, you know, what's best for the staff there. And we're certainly open to returning it. We miss it as well. Yeah. I miss getting coffee and hanging out.
Well, you do know they moved. They didn't tell us where they went. There's that, too. That's another challenge we've got to get past.
Thinking about Instagram, couldn't you call your Instagram account the 2600.
Uh-huh. And would you put the in front of your name if
no,
say the IRS?
Me.
No, but I'm saying, how would you feel if you had to change your name to suit them? You see?
The and my name?
Yeah.
I am the Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
Yeah, I you know, unless that is something you like, but you know, changing your name because a computer can handle
it's
your name.
Changing your name.
It is changing if you're adding things
it's
to your name.
Ornamenting it.
Well, we decline. We don't want to ornament our names.
In order to find you on the computer, I put 2600.org. I had to add something. .org.
Well, it's .com, but it is .org as well and .net because those are interchangeable. But the important thing is the 2600. You know,
and the same thing with the 2600.
Okay, but how about this? How about if you couldn't enter 2600.org, you had to enter the 2600.org because the internet couldn't handle a number, you know, as a domain. So it had to be, you had to put a letter in there somewhere. It would be ridiculous. And we'd have to basically change our identity to suit them. And I just don't think we should have to.
Putting the in front of your name is a big deal.
Well, then we will always put a the in front of your name. We'll see how you like it.
Well, you know, I used to think that human beings were adaptable.
But 2600 is.
Yeah, that's not going to make us feel better. I don't think that's the reason they're doing it. Look, we're just trying to get past their obstinate bureaucracy of no people and all computers that
what
are saying no.
It's just obstinate you.
I'm obstinate because I want to preserve a name that we are. Look, we file taxes with that name.
You
Why can't we have an Instagram account with that name? I'm sorry?
You have preserved the name.
Not on Instagram, we haven't.
It's the 2600 account.
Why do people stand up for these corporations? I don't understand it. Look, on Twitter, it works perfectly. Never a problem on Twitter.
Eleanor, this isn't like you.
I think she's being devil's advocate. You and Alex could open a business together. Just on.
How is it not like me?
Go ahead.
Ordinarily, I wouldn't feel like you would. You know, you would be with us on this, and you know, instead of this making up this new name.
I don't think you should self-censor yourselves by not letting yourself get on Instagram and. Putting out the things that can only go over in a pictorial manner.
It is a choice.
Something that trivial.
It is, yeah.
We are not self-censoring.
But it's
just not playing the game.
It's a non-starter. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait a minute, we can be on your platform if we change ourselves. That is basically...
No, the 2600 Instagram account.
Okay, you know what? When you get Wired to do that, we'll go along. All right, convince them. Then we'll see. Or Time Magazine, or Newsweek, or whatever.
Or Nature.
But everyone gets their name.
It'll be
everyone
the Nature.
Yeah. It's not right. Yeah,
what about the New York Times?
How about we just say the is an illegal word? Rob.
Caller, one very important point here is that they are telling us that we can't have 2600 because it's against the rules, but that's not the rules for everybody. I'm looking at an Instagram page right now for something called 433, which is apparently a podcast about sports. And, you know, we are not a podcast about sports, but why don't we get to have the same privileges that they have? This is some big account with millions of followers, they don't have to be the 433.
And they got millions of followers because they're a number. Yeah, because numbers are cool, all right? I'll say it. I'm not ashamed.
And
numbers are cool.
I think this also is really just a way for Instagram to throw a kind of... kind of opaque little rule there and really not get it at what they may or may not have a problem with, which is more along the lines, I think, of the subject matter, the kinds of things we talk about, the things maybe that, you know, we critique in some of these companies. I have a feeling maybe that is part of this on a deeper level. But it allows them... Excuse me, I'm talking.
Go ahead.
It allows them to sidestep it, put this in front of it, and not even allow us in the first place.
You know what? I think the irony is, I don't think it's that. I think nobody there knows what's going on because you can never reach a person there. And I think almost anybody who works there can say, oh, this is what you want? Sure, no problem. Just type in something or throw a switch and that's it. It's that simple, but you can't reach anybody to get them to do that. They just have this weird-ass rule. They claim that's the rule. There's no reason for it, and we can't even get to a point where somebody will justify it. It's just text on a screen. That's all it is. Alex, I think you had something to contribute here.
Yeah, let me jump in here and also just act as a slight reminder of what you had said during the show. And I think during overtime too. And I'm on Eleanor's side here, by the way.
I'm not surprised.
Coming to the rescue.
Not surprised.
At just giving you a preview. Mm-hmm. If I recall correctly, Emmanuel, you were going on about how, you know, because it's their platform, they have the right to kick people off. They have the right to regulate the content. They have the right to determine what it is that we see and shouldn't see.
They do.
What's harmful and not harmful to us.
Yes.
But by necessary implication then, what we would call in the law an a fortiori argument, by necessary implication then, don't you think that they would have the much smaller right to their own technical and seemingly insignificant naming convention for users?
Yeah, but see, it's not technically impossible. They want us to think that, or they want us to accept that. But we want to actually hear them talk about the other stuff. Yeah, we'd love that to be on record. But this little technical hurdle of numbers, they're having difficult with numerals, Arabic numerals. That system is complicated for them in their naming scheme.
Don't say Arabic numerals. It gets them nervous.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. If you ask parents at a PTA meeting, should Arabic numerals be taught in schools? They will say no. Try it. It's a lot of fun. But Alex, no, you're right. I did say that. And I mean that they have the right to do it, but we have the right to complain about it. We have the right to say, this is ridiculous and we want our name. That's all.
You have the right to be as inconsistent as you want. I agree.
I don't think it's being inconsistent at all. And I think, you know, if you were a decent lawyer, you'd send a cease and desist to them and we'd get somewhere.
I agree with Eleanor. Self-censoring over a minor technical configuration. I've never heard of anything so ridiculous.
I am self-censoring right now in my reply to you. How about that? Yes. Eleanor, great to hear from you. And we will hear from you again hopefully soon. And
thanks for the exchange or area code.
Yes, a valuable bit of information was learned here tonight.
You opened doors.
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, you know what? I'm not going to give the phone number out again, and I'll just say if the phone rings in 2 minutes, we'll pick it up. It'll be the last call. But if not, then we're just going to slink out of here because it is late, and we have other things to do. I don't know. I'd like to see some changes in the way things are done. It's only fair, and the only way you get things done is if you complain. We all know that.
Or challenge.
Or ask questions.
You have to challenge and, ask sometimes painful, hard, difficult questions.
Like the proverbial 3-year-old always asking why.
Why?
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 But why?
Why?
Why, damn it? And that's when you get sent to your room. I'm going to give people the opportunity to have closing remarks, assuming that we are done. Anyone start first?
I was playing around with some stuff off mic while that exchange was going on earlier, and I did find a 332 number that works.
Did you? Don't give out the number, but tell us something about it.
It is a Taco Bell.
Are you serious? A Taco Bell has a 332?
Yes.
Can you tell us?
One of the very few 332 numbers that I found on the web in, you know, admittedly a cursory search, is a Taco Bell in Manhattan.
It's in Manhattan. Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's the thing. With such a cool area code, I imagine you can probably get any number you want, almost. So maybe we should try to do that.
3322222600.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we got another call. This is the last call, but let's make it quick. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. You're the last call. Go ahead. Hello? You know what? That counts. They hung up. That counts.
Nice try,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that was the last call.
A for effort.
And it was you know, it was a comment of sorts. All right, maybe they misdialed. Give them one more chance. But that's it. Okay, one more chance. Last call. What's on your mind? Anyone there? No. You do it twice, it's not a mistake anymore. So you can call back 1,000 times, and we're not going to pick up.
Do not look directly into the bright light.
All right, who was... Gila, go ahead.
I did have a thought, because I was looking at my missed calls, and I got obviously a junk call that I didn't pick up, but it was from the area code that my cell phone is in, and the prefix on the call was 911. Which I thought was very interesting. Yeah.
Which is, of course, not one that
I'm assuming
you can
that's not
have.
An actual exchange, but at the same time, it was making me think about 10-digit dialing and how we don't even, a lot of places don't even think about it anymore, but places where there's really only been one area code and there are not overlays and people are still 7-digit dialing is fascinating, and how much easier it might be for people to fall for a junk call with a 911 interchange if you're 10-digit dialing.
Yeah,
that's what I thought about.
I don't understand why we need the one anymore. I really don't get that. If everybody is doing 10-digit dialing or 11-digit dialing at this point, I mean, I only found out that fairly recently 516 in Nassau County was still using 7-digit dialing. I didn't think anybody still did that. But I'm assuming that there aren't any more. But there might be. Maybe I'm wrong. But if there aren't, then we don't need the one anymore. So let's start the campaign to abolish the one. I'm all for that. Save a little bit of time, and that time can be spent on other more important things.
Yeah, we're going to still keep 1-1, right? Plus 1-1?
What's plus 1-1?
Well, the international dial. We need it for international.
Who told you it was plus 1-1?
Well, isn't it plus 0-1-1?
When's the last time you called overseas?
What is it? It's plus 0-1.
You know, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. Because
it's plus...
It'll keep you from dialing expensive calls, and you need to learn.
It's plus 1... Or it's 011.
Okay, you're partially right. The numbering format, the way things are spelled out internationally, it says plus country code.
Right.
Because they don't know what country you're in. So, you know, in Europe, you dial 00 to go overseas, and then...
That's the plus.
Then they, it's on your cell phone, it's a plus.
Exactly.
Yes. And that's what you would do on a cell phone. You hold down the whatever button it is that makes a plus show up.
Oh, a long hold?
Yeah. And if you're dialing from a landline in Europe, it's 00, the country code and phone number. And our country code happens to be 1. So it looks like they're dialing the 1 that we dial before area codes. It's a different 1, but it looks the same. In our case, we dial 011. 011.
I was right.
No, you weren't. You said 11. You said plus 11. 011 is what you call.
I corrected myself. All right, we have this on recording, and there's a timestamp, and yeah.
Uh-huh. All right,
there'll be an inquiry.
011, country code, and city code, and number, and then pound sign. That's the way you used to be able to do it. So
I'm just saying, we can't totally abolish the one. We're going to need it.
You need the one for other things, but I'm saying the one in front of the area code for domestic calls.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm fine with that.
And by the way, we don't really have a country code because we share it with Canada, so there. We don't even have a country code. How do you like that? Did anybody else have any closing statements before we go completely nuts here? No? Alex, anything from you?
No. I think it was fun overtime. Appreciate everybody calling.
Yeah, I got to go installing some radar arrays.
Oh, we're doing that. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not? Good hearing from everybody. Please write to us. OTH@2600.com is our email address. And again, if you have ideas for Hope Talks, the deadline for early submissions is this coming Monday, February 28th. Go to hope.net for more information on that and spread the word about the conference because it's going to be awesome. And it's the next step. It's the next chapter. It's going to be really, really interesting and historic. We'll be back in 2 weeks with more radio and more podcasting. Till then, stay safe and alert and let us know what you find. And we are not picking that up. Good night.